An important element of a healthy life is to keep things in balance. Balance between work and play, between friends and being alone. Does the same thing apply to grief? The question of balance.
Absolutely. It's very, very important to maintain an emotional, psychological balance during your time of grief. I believe that's what Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is all about, a time to laugh and a time to mourn. Sometimes when we laugh, we feel guilty, and we shouldn't, because that's balance. I remember standing at my father's casket and lying out the door of the funeral home and people coming up and talking about how great a guy he was. He was a minister and a very good minister, pastored larger churches. And people would come up and they would tell a story and I'd laugh. And then they would say something else about him, how he helped them or something he did for them. And I would cry. And so right there at his casket, I had that balance of laughing and mourning, laughing and crying. So I think it's very, very important. It is difficult to achieve. And that's why oftentimes I talk about grief management to try to maintain that balance. And that's why I talk about sitting down and lighting a candle and being alone with your loved one in a ceremonial type of way. But I also quickly add, when you get up and you're done, whether it's 5 minutes or an hour and 5 minutes, whether you pray, whether you talk to your loved one, whether you just sit there and cry, but when you get up, you extinguish the candle and give yourself permission to go on with your life. Now, I realize that won't exactly keep grief from overwhelming you later on in the day, but if you practice this management day after day, after a while, you'll become conditioned to, that's my time alone with my daughter, my son, my husband who has died. And later on in the day, that's my time to work. That's my time to be social. That's my time to interact with the people, other people in my life that I love and care about.
It's almost like you learn a growth mechanism out of this. You realize how your mind is capable of, I'm going to work now. I'm going to forget about the fact that I shot 110 in golf yesterday and I'm going to work. In this case, I had the same situation. I'm going to be doing something now. I don't want to think about her now. And I got to the point where I was able to put it aside. It's important. And I think this is the growth you have to get. You have to learn that balancing grief may be more difficult than balancing life, but you got to do it nonetheless.
Controlling the way we cognate and the way we think is not always easy. I think I shared with you a long time ago, Eli, that 5% of the people in America think, 15% of the people in America think they think, and 80% of the people in America would rather die than think. And I don't mean to use a pun here, but it's so difficult to control the way we think about someone who has died. And I think there's multiple reasons for that that I won't go into now, but you're right. It is very important that we learn to control what we're thinking and how we're thinking so that we can maintain a balance in our life, and grief is no different. And by the way, when we do maintain that balance and we do go out and we have a good time or we have some fun, and maybe our son, our daughter, husband, wife died 6 months ago, we should enjoy it. We should not feel guilty about it. We should let it happen, and we should say this is okay, and if we have to, we need to remind ourselves that our loved one would enjoy us having that kind of fun.